弟兄姊妹，我今天想要交通是跟忍耐方面有关系。
Brothers and sisters, I want to share about patience today.
对，我把这个 patience endurance 都放在一起看。有时候我感觉我们有点像一个轮胎。
Sometimes I feel we are like a tire.
对，我想大部分弟兄姊妹有去夏令会啊，你就是去了夏令会，你感觉那个轮胎就是那个气又打饱了。
Many of you probably have gone to the retreat, and it's like going to the after the retreat, it's our tire inflated full.
对，如果你没有那个被充气的感觉，你可能破口真的太大。
If you do not feel the inflation, then probably the hole is really big.
对，我希望或多或少，当我们在一个分别时间出来的一个聚会里面，主他的恩典呢，放在我们的心里面。
I hope that in the meeting where we set our time apart to come before Him, that His grace is upon us.
然后我有听到一些弟兄姊妹跟我反应。
I've heard from brothers and sisters' feedback.
对，就是好像你充饱了之后呢，那回来之后又开始扁掉。
And after you've been the tire is fully inflated, and then when it comes back, it starts to deflate.
好像那个气又慢慢漏，回到那个日常生活里面，那个气好像又慢慢漏掉。
As you go to your life.Then the air is deflated, it's gone.
所以就感觉有时候我们会觉得有点不太明白，有点那个灰心啊。
Sometimes we do not understand. We are a little disappointed.
所以弟兄姊妹，我今天的目的是这样，就有时候我们的的确确会上上下下。
And brothers and sisters, indeed, we will have days where we are up and days where we are down.
对，有时候光景好一些，跟主亲近一些。
Sometimes our conditions are better and we come real close to the Lord.
对，有时候又是软弱又失败。
Sometimes we are weak and we fail.
所以我想我今天的比较负担就是鼓励弟兄姊妹，我们必须不管在什么情况底下呢，我们靠着主呢能够坚持到底。
And my burden today is to encourage brothers and sisters in whatever circumstances that we can, by the grace of the Lord, we canHope we can persevere.
对，我们不可以灰心，不可以失望，不可以丧志。
That we not be disheartened or discouraged or lose our will.
所以当我们这个跟以前我想有些弟兄姊妹，那个 Andrew 有带着在看一些列王记的王。
Our brother Andrew has led some brothers and sisters to go through the Kings and the Chronicles.
对，所以有些那个好王哈，就是很可惜，他们那个到了晚年的时候都晚节不保。
And good kings at the end of their life they fail. They are they.
对，然后也这个跟中弟兄最后一堂，他有提到主爱我们就爱我们到底。
Brother Jung also shared with us at the end of the retreat that when the Lord loves us, He loves us to the end.
反过来说，就是我们要服侍主，跟着他跟到底。
In other words, we want to serve Him and follow Him to the end.
然后孙弟兄上次讲到那个站立的稳。
Brother Sun also shared us to stand firm.
所以在这个环境底下，在这末了的世代呢，我们能够靠主站立得住。
In this environment at the end times, we can, by the Lord, we can stand firm.
对，站立得住目的是什么呢？就是叫我们能够坚持到底。
What is the purpose to stand firm is that we can persevere to the end.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们必须在这个末后的世代呢，在主面前有这个忍耐的性情呢，好叫我们一直能够坚持到底。
The brothers and sisters in these end times that we can have this patience and endurance before the Lord that we can persevere to the end.
我们先看一处的圣经哦，希伯来书十三章。
Read a passage in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章第七跟第八节。
13 verses 7 and 8.
你们从前引导你们传神之道给你们的人，你们要想念他们，效法他们的信心，留心看他们为人的结局。耶稣基督昨日今日一直到永远是一样的。
Remember those who ruled over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
好，我们有一点点简短的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，因为你是永不改变的神。
Lord Jesus, we thank you because you change not.
主啊，求主今天越过人任何的软弱，好叫你的话能够通行无阻。
Lord, that you speak to us above our weakness.
在这幕后的时代，主啊，求你用生命的话语，主啊，能够成为我们随时的帮助。
in this end time, Lord, that your word of life will be our help.
主啊，点活在我们里面，好叫我们能够坚持到底。
Enlighten in our hearts that we may persevere to the end.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 但我以前有听到一些人讲到他们人生的事情。
I've heard others talk about their lives.
他们会说啊。这个有些人会说这个过程比结果重要。
Some would say the process is more important than the end, the result.
对，有些事情的确是对的。
In some cases, yes, it's true.
你不要太注重那个最后是怎么样情况，你这个过程尽力就好。
And you do not really focus on the end, but if you do your best in the process, that's good.
但在属灵的事情上面呢，你会发现主要我们注意。一个人是否走到最后
But in spiritual things, the Lord wants us to pay attention to whether a man walks to the end.
所以这边希伯来书的作者说，我们要效法前面的人的信心，留心看他们的结局是什么。
So in Hebrews, he wants us to look at those who are before us, how their faith is, then to be considering their outcome of their conduct.
所以当我读的时候，我觉得他叫我们留心看一个人的时候。是看这个人有没有坚持到最后。
He wants us to pay attention to a person whether the person goes all the way persevere to the end.
当然我这边讲的比较不像是说，你考个试有没有拿 A 拿 B。
What I'm talking about here is not about getting an A or B grade in your exam.
对，这个好像也不是这些事情所谓的结果。
It's not the end of these things.
乃是我们到了这个，就我们在跟随主的这个路途上面，有没有跟到路中。
That in a matter of following the Lord, whether we have followed Him to the end.
所以希伯来书的这个作者他在写这本书的时候，我就是有感觉哈，他一直鼓励这些读的人呢，能够坚持到底。
The author of Hebrews have been encouraging all who read this book to persevere to the end.
对，我没有列这些圣经节哈，比如说他说要将，比如说希伯来书三章六节，他说要将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。我是用你的话也可以。希伯来是三章六节。
Hebrews 3:6, it says here that to hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end.
比如说三章十四节。
14.
然后要将起初的信心，起初确实的信心，要坚持到底。
And hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end.
然后在后来，他又讲到说我们。主耶稣是我们的中保，要救我们就救我们到底。
That the Christ Jesus is our mediator, that He will save us to the uttermost.
然后他是我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
That He is the author and finisher of our faith.
所以在这个希伯来作者的心里面有个负担，他希望在这个考验的环境里面呢，弟兄姊妹能够走到底。
That the author of Hebrews hope that in this trial, this testing, that brothers and sisters can walk to the end.
所以时间这个东西啊，是一个神的创造，也是一个试验。
This time is God created time. It's also like a test.
所以他试验我们这个，他随着时间啊，他能够试验说这个东西是不是存留得住。
That whether a thing can stand the test of time and still remain.
我在今天过程当中，我会。借用一些中弟兄、神弟兄的这些交通跟见证。
I borrow some sharing from brother Sun and brother John.
对，比如说，你记得这个孙弟兄上礼拜他有提到说，在他年轻的时候，他跟一批弟兄姊妹在一起追求，对不对
？When brother Sun mentioned that when he was young, he pursued along with other brothers and sisters.
但那些高材生就是每次说，哎呀，很忙，不会背圣经。后来他们都背得很好。
Those who are really smart, they say they do not know how to memorize Bible verses, and yet they memorize it really well.
然后孙兄一直感觉他在那个同年龄的这个群体的弟兄姊妹当中，好像是比较后段班的。
Brother Sam felt that you know he was at the very end of these group of brothers and sisters.
但是哈，走到这个也许不晓得几年吧，三四十年之后。
But after walking through three or four decades.
更可能四五十年了。
Or even 40, 50 years.
有时候我们弟兄心中有个感觉，就是说，当初这批人现在到底在哪里
？Our brother have the feeling that in the beginning there was this group of people. Where are they now?
对，纵然他过去也许在这个 悟性上面可能没有这些其他弟兄姊妹那么好。
Maybe in the past he was not as advanced in his understanding.
也许当初大家都感觉，哎呀，很在这个追求气氛里面，大家一同的追求也很好。
In this atmosphere of pursuit, everybody felt very good.
但经过多年之后呢，他说这些人好像都不见了。
But after many years, he saw that these people are no longer there.
所以弟兄姊妹，到底我们能不能走到底呢？我想弟兄在这个站立的稳事情上面，他是很有负担的。
Whether or not we can walk all the way to the end, our brother has a heavy burden.
那个，我以前有交通到鼓励弟兄姊妹要注意到，我们不可以在跟随主的路上一直在绕圈圈。
I've shared, brothers and sisters, that in the matter of following the Lord, that we are not going in circles.
对，好像在一些的情况里面，你卡在那里，几乎是完全没有长进的。
Then in certain situation, as if you've been stuck there and you have no growth.
但是我今天想要提一个事情哈，我觉得这个绕圈圈跟忍耐这两件事情不太一样。
I feel that going in circles is very different from patiently endure.
对，有时候我们在一个绕圈圈或者卡住的情况是有一些原因的。
There are reasons for being stuck there and going in circles.
比如说你一直都不愿意奉献。
Maybe you're not willing to consecrate yourself.
然后有些事情你一直不愿意交出去。
There are some things you're not willing to give up.
你发现这个，你在那个点上面你就卡在那边，你整个属灵的这个长进没有办法往前推进。
In that matter, you're stuck there and your spiritual life is unable to grow.
对，有的人是一些情况，比如说他不能够赦免人。
For some, they cannot forgive.
对，这个东西一直苦在他心里面的话，他一直出不来。
There's so much bitterness that a person cannot get out of it.
这也影响了这整个人呢，他在主面前动不了。
This also affects the person. The person cannot move.
所以有的人也是可能是比如说走外面的路。
And others might be walking the outward way.
对，里面一直没有被主碰到。
They didn't touch by the Lord.
对，试着做很多看起来比较近前的事情，但是其实他在那边绕圈圈。
You can be doing things that outside that seem to be godly, but you're going in circles.
所以这些东西我们需要在主面前常常敞开求主光照。
We need to open ourselves up to let the Lord enlighten us within.
对，当主光照的时候，我们说我们不愿意留在这个一个循环的里面出不来。
That when the Lord shines His light in our hearts, that we are willing not to be in this vicious cycle.
对，我们要保守自己心中是柔软，主能够在我们身上工作调整。
That will keep our heart to be a soft, have a soft heart, that the Lord can adjust us.
对，好像我们能够从这个怪圈里面能够被拔出来。
That in this strange circle we can be drawn out.
但是我觉得忍耐有点不太一样。
But to have patience and endurance is a little different.
在忍耐这件事情上，有时候外表看起来有点像在卡在那里，但其实里面是有在往前进的。
To patiently endure, sometimes it feels like you're stuck there, but within you are moving forward.
所以我就借用这个孙弟兄他的例子。
I'll use for some example.
对，他在读圣经这件事情上面有好多年，这个读不出什么感觉的。
For many years, in the matter of reading the Bible, he couldn't read what it meant.
对，就是他说他，其实我以前没想过他是一个不爱念书的人。
I've never thought that he doesn't like to read.
但他那个年轻的时候不爱念书，现在信主之后竟然还有这么厚的圣经要读。
When he was young, he didn't like to read, and yet after believing in the Lord, he has to read this thick Bible.
然后后来还要读一些比较高深的属灵的书籍。
And also to read some spiritual books.
我记得他是不是这样讲？他觉得他读圣经、读属灵书是此生无望的，是不是？他是这样说。他说没盼望了。
I think is that it's hopeless. He has no hope, you know, when reading the Bible and these spiritual books.
对你，我相信他是一个愿意认真读的人。
I believe that he is a person who's sincere about coming to read.
对，在读到一个情况里面，他感觉哎呀，蛮灰心的，你看。
But after reading a lot, he was a little disheartened.
但是我觉得他这个例子啊，他不是在绕圈圈。
But I think his example it's not that he's going in circles.
我觉得当中一个很对我来讲一个很宝贵的事情哈，他一直在那里忍耐，他没有放弃的。
It's precious to me that he patiently endured. He did not give up.
对他，他还是就是抓住主说，主啊，这是神的话。
He grabbed hold of the Lord and said, "This is the word of God."
对，如果其他弟兄们能够在当中得着这个甘甜的滋味的话，他愿意也要的。
If other brothers can have this sweetness by reading the word of the Lord, then he wants it too.
所以我觉得很宝贵，他经过好多年这些忍耐以后呢，这个主还是怜悯他。
I feel it's precious that when he after years of patiently enduring, that the Lord had mercy on him.
对，好像他在这个忍耐的过程里面，他也许累积了很多神的话语在他心里。
During this process, he have already deposited, have accumulated a lot of the word of God in him.
一个时候的时候呢，到了主所定的时候，主开他的眼睛。
And at a set time, precise time of the Lord opened his eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，有些时候我们感觉表面上好像有点卡住的感觉，但是我们需要在主面前学习忍耐。
On the surface, it seems like we are stuck there, but we have to learn before the Lord to patiently endure.
对，其实忍耐呢是基督的性情啊。
This patience is a character of the Lord.
忍耐是圣灵在我们身上所结的果子。
It's the fruit that the Spirit bears in us.
那个以前尼弟兄用一个很生动的例子。
Brother Nee shared a very vivid example.
对，他说有一个弟兄来找他交通。
That a brother came to fellowship with him.
然后等他交通的时候，他说啊，弟兄啊，你为我祷告。
After a while, he said, "Brother, pray for me."
我觉得我这个人真是太没有耐心了。
I do not have patience.
对，我觉得我需要耐心，在这个很多事情上面需要忍耐。
I feel I need patience, and I had to be patient with many things.
然后尼弟兄就跟他说，你不需要忍耐。
Brother, Nee told him, you do not need to be patient.
对我不会为你得到忍耐这样祷告。
I will not pray that you will have patience.
然后那个弟兄就很不解，我说这个我很谦卑的来求你，请你来帮我祷告，叫我这个有美好忍耐的性情，你为什么这么为难呢？
But this brother was wondering why is it so difficult? You know, I'm humbly come before you to ask you to pray for me on this matter of patience. What is so difficult?
所以他就一直请求他为他祷告，感觉好像也许你弟兄祷告比较灵吧。
He kept asking him to pray for him as if Brother Nee, you know, we can and pray and be the prayers is answered more.
然后弟兄坚持不说你不需要忍耐。
But our brother insisted that you do not need to be patient.
后来过来，到了后来，那个弟兄果然忍耐不住了。
And in the end, the brother indeed did not have patience.
但是弟兄有点生气了，这个我来这个找你，你怎么老是说这些我听不懂的
？He got a little angry because like I come to find you and how are you not helping me?
哎，就是弟兄忍耐不住之后，那个尼弟兄跟他说啊，弟兄你其实不需要忍耐。
When he couldn't, he lost his patience. The brother said to him, "You do not need to have patience."
你真正需要的是基督。
What you truly need is Christ.
啊，所以那个弟兄一听的时候，突然心中眼睛被打开了。
When the brother heard, his inner eyes are opened.
他说：“对，只要我身上有那个基督的话呢，基督他能够有那个忍耐。”
With Christ in me, then Christ has the patience.
所以弟兄姊妹，我觉得主真的是忍耐是无限量的。
Our Lord's patience is limitless.
你想想，他来到这个地上，世人反对他。
People of this earth world.Opposed him.
对，他的地位是何等的尊贵啊！
He has a position of honor.
然后他这个带着这些门徒。
He was with these disciples.
然后门徒们又不理解他。
And the disciples did not understand him.
天这个、怎么教都教不会。
They are not teachable.
这甚至当中有一个是背叛他的。
Even one who betrayed him.
所以弟兄姊妹。结果我们的主呢，他那个无限量的忍耐呢，叫他还是面如坚石的要往耶路撒冷十字架的路走。
And our Lord with his limitless patience, he set his face to enter into Jerusalem.
对，如果是我的话，我会常常问这种人，我要为他死吗？这个很难。
If it was I, then I would be thinking, this person, would I even die for him?
所以基督的忍耐，那个是无限量，那个是真的是。超出我们的所有人的限度的。
The patience of Christ has no limit; it's beyond us.
好，所以我是鼓励弟兄姊妹啊，有些时候， 也许你在一个情况你感觉像是卡住。
I want to encourage you that in a circumstance you might seem that you are stuck there.
对，有些时候你真的是愿意追求，但是有些罪就把我们绑住。
That you are willing to pursue and yet you're entangled by all this sin.
对，有时候也不明白为什么、哎、那当初气打那么足，一下这个才两天就扁掉，怎么这么没用。
And at that point, you know, the tie was fully inflated, and then 2 days passed, and it's completely flat.
对，弟兄姊妹，只要我们有一个愿意的心的话，我们要在这个过程当中学习忍耐。
If we have this heart, we want to learn to patiently endure during this process.
我们看一处圣经好，就是我们路加福音第八章。
Luke chapter 8.
我看。路加福音第八章第第五节。
Verse 5.
就我不全念了哈，就是。
I will not read the entire passage.
在第五节，他前半就说有一个撒种的出去撒种。
A sower went out to sow his seed.
然后这个撒种，它种子撒出去呢之后有不同的反应跟结果。
There are different reactions and different results.
然后第九节，门徒就问耶稣说：“这比喻是什么意思呢？”
And verse 9, the disciples asked him, "What does this parable mean?"
然后十一节他说：“这比喻乃是这样，种子就是神的道。”
Verse 11 says that the parable is this, that the seed is the word of God.
然后有一些有几个呢接受了神的道神的种子呢他没有结出果子来。
In some ways that when they have this word of the Lord it did not bear fruit.
然后到了十五节呢有一个情况是那落在好土里的就是人听了道持守在诚实善良的心里并且忍耐着结实。
And verse 15 there is this condition of such. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who having heard the word with anNoble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个神的话落在一个好土人的心，好土的好土的一个人有好土的心里。
When the word of God fall on those who have good that ground that are good.
然后这个人好像把守住哈，在一个忍耐的过程当中就结出果实来。
That the person hold on to it and with patience it bear fruit.
所以我这边用一些。比如说用一两个简单的例子
a few examples、
哎、弟兄姊妹我们有在读圣经吗
Brothers and sisters, do we read our Bible?
我有跟一些出现的弟兄姊妹有交通过
I share with some younger brothers and sisters
对有的人他这个读家谱是一定跳过的
For some, they skip the genealogy
我是家谱跳过然后呢什么律法一大堆杂七杂八东西跳过
and they skip over the laws and all those things
就我可以告诉各位如果这些都跳过以后你读什么先知书啊约伯记你干脆 全部都跳过算
I encourage that if you were to skip the genealogy and the laws then by the time you reach prophets and Job you will be skipping all over all these
对曾经那个常念弟兄去了德国之后他后来有回来不是我们
After Brother Chan was in Germany, he came back to serve us.
他问我说、你猜猜用德文读圣经是哪个地方最难
He said that, yes, which part of the Bible is the hardest when you try to read it in German?
对所以那个 德语是他新学的一个语言嘛
He learned German as his new language.
那我这时候就想说啊，那可能是什么这个杂七杂八的那种复杂的历史或律法是很难读的。
Maybe it's a complicated history and law.
对他跟我说啊，其实最难读的是约伯记。
He said no, the hardest was Job.
啊，我才恍然大悟，对啊，我说我连中文都读不懂，那更不用讲德文了。
And it dawned on me that it's already difficult to read in Chinese. You know, speaking about German.
所以过去弟兄姊妹讲到那个家谱的时候，来问我说这个家谱很难读，要怎么读啊？
Brothers and sisters ask me, it's hard to read genealogy, and how do I read it?
其实我也是苦笑一下，就是说，其实弟兄姊妹，那个可能主要我们训练我们的耐心吧。
I said, no, the Lord probably wants to train our patience.
对，弟兄姊妹，以前我觉得可能，我觉得今天我要讲说，我觉得主就是在训练我们的耐心。
But today I said, yes, indeed, the Lord is.Training our patience.
我们可以这样想，如果你连简单的读经你都不能够忍耐的话，我不晓得你在以后在其他大一点的事情上面，你要怎么忍耐
？In this simple matter of reading the word of God, if it's so hard for you, then what about other things in the future?
对，中弟兄他在认识神永远旨意上曾经受过一个弟兄的信息的帮助。
Brother John was helped by a brother in this matter of the eternal purpose of God.
然后那个年长弟兄，我曾经读过他的见证。
I have read the testimony of this elderly brother.
他说啊，他以前读圣经的时候，因为大家都很严格嘛，你不可以乱解释圣经。
When he was reading the Bible at that time, they are very strict, and you cannot just interpret the Bible as you wanted.
但是这个感觉给大家一个限制，所以大家读圣经的时候都很干，就是觉得，哎呀，都不能够有任何的其他想法，都要照着字面这样好好的解释。
But this gave kind of a restriction that everybody has to try to interpret it.Kind of word for word.
所以我们那个年长弟兄，可能我相信他也读圣经读了很多年，感觉很干这样。
But this brother, this elderly brother, he has read the Bible for a long time and felt very dry to him.
对，直到有一次他碰到那个史柏克弟兄。
Until one day when he met Brother Spark.
他说：“史柏克弟兄，为什么你读圣经跟我们读的不太一样
？”Why, Brother Spark, how come the way you read the Bible is so different from us?
对，然后史柏克弟兄跟他讲说啊，你要在读圣经的里面呢去碰到主。
Then while you're reading the Bible, you have to meet the Lord.
啊，他说，嗯，哎，是这样子，所以他回去呢，就回家坐下去之后呢，他说，我就先从马太福音第一章第一节，我就开始读，我希望主啊，你让我在读经当中碰到你。
So he went home. He started with Matthew, and he said, "Lord, that when I as I read the Bible, that I will meet you while reading."
就马太福音前面第一章就是耶稣基督的家谱。
And Gospel according to Matthew, the first thing is the genealogy.
他读第一节的时候呢，主就开了他的眼睛。
When he read the first verse while he was reading it, the Lord opened up his eyes.
他第一节他读的时候，他一读耶稣基督的家谱
，the genealogy of Jesus.
他突然有个感觉说。啊，是啊，这个当我们进到新约的起头的时候呢，我们是进到神的大家庭里，家谱就是他的大家庭嘛。
That when we enter into the New Testament, we are entering into the family.
然后耶稣基督是大卫的子孙，他继续读啊，第一节里面大卫的子孙。
That Jesus was the descendant, the son of David.
啊，他说对，这个新约就是主在我们身上作王掌权。
That the New Testament shows us that the Lord is reigning in our hearts.
然后继续读到第一节最后末了，他说这个也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
That also the son of the descendant of Abraham.
所以他突然就知道说，这个所有新约的这个神的大家庭里面，全部都是以信为本。
That it's all built upon faith.
对，都是亚伯拉罕这个信心之父的后裔。
That we are all descendants of the father of faith, Abraham.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然我们不一定常常都是家谱都这么亮。
It's not that we will be enlightened by just reading the genealogy all the time.
但是我想要鼓励弟兄姊妹，就是说这是一个小的例子，不管孙弟兄，不管这些年长的弟兄，他们在神的话语当中不懂，但是忍耐。
And like brother son or even other brothers before us, that even though they do not understand, they patiently endure.
对，弟兄姊妹，有时候我们有读的时候有一些问题啊。
Sometimes we read and we have questions.
有时候一时头脑想不通。
We can't process it in our mind.
对，我们认定说主啊，这是你的话。
But we said, Lord, this is your word.
今天我不懂呢，是我的问题。
When I don't understand, it's my problem.
所以在这个过程当中，我学习忍耐。
And this process, I learn patience.
然后直到有一天主啊让这个话语能够点活让我能够经历
Then until one day Lord you will lighten this word and that I would experience it
所以当中弟兄他第二堂讲到侍奉的时候
On the second then when our brother shared about service
对
day,
五饼二鱼
The five loaves and two fish
我就他特别提到说弟兄姊妹请你们要非常注意的听
He said that brothers and sisters to pay attention.
对，我就很注意的听，那一定是有重要的话要讲。
So I paid attention because he must have very important words to speak to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，你们听到知道哈，他是把他十年都不明白的十年的过程当中，他明白的一个事情，交通给我们。
That he shared what he has understood after the whole process of 10 years.
他所明白是事情是什么呢？就是我们侍奉呢，改变人心是不可能的事情。
That it's impossible to change the hearts of men during service.
所以他说他当他明白这件事情之后呢， 我觉得他身上是有一个很大的一个释放。
That when he understood this, there was a great relief, a set free in his in him.
对，这个人的心的改变是神在人的身上工作的。
For a man's heart to change is God's work working in this man.
对，但愿我是一个配合主神工作的人，能够在当中，主能够借着我呢，他能够改变人心。
That the Lord can, I can work with the Lord that through me, the Lord can change a person's heart.
所以我这次就想说，那我觉得这真的是他心中一个很有感而发的一个很重要，对他来讲一个很重要的一个看见。
It's truly an important seeing from Brother Jones.
所以这次我就在想，那你前面那个十年你是怎么过的？
And I was wondering, how did you get through that 10 years before this?
对，我不晓得是他从他的信主开始算，还是从他开始进入服事开始算，反正就是经过了十年。
Whether or not he was when he believed, or the 10 years is when he started entering into service.
对，我可以想象，我相信啊，就是他十年当中他愿意学习服事。
That 10 years he was willing to learn to serve the Lord.
然后五饼二鱼这个神迹呢，不晓得读过多少遍。
He must have read this miracle of the five loaves and two fish many times.
然后服事过程当中呢，可能也有一些沮丧，有一些灰心。
He was probably disheartened during this serving the Lord this 10 years.
对，为什么做了老半天，大家没有什么改变呢？
And after so long of working, there was no change in man's heart.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们弟兄没有放弃。
But our brother did not give up.
对，他在这个十年的这个过程里面，他在忍耐。
Then these 10 years he was patiently enduring.
继续的在主面前寻求说，对，我愿意侍奉，虽然我没抓到那个关键，但是我愿意侍奉。
And he continued to serve the Lord even though he had not grasped that key.
所以也许他有沮丧，也许有一些失望。
Maybe he was disappointed, he had been also disheartened.
甚至觉得自己是不是真的能够服侍呢？
And maybe questioning whether he can serve the Lord.
但经过十年的时候，当主开他眼睛，我们知道主让他的服侍呢能够进到下一个阶段。
When the Lord opened his eyes after those 10 years, that the Lord has opened up for him to enter the next stage.
对，他知道主能够。
That the Lord can.
他对侍奉的认识呢，能够再次往前进。
That in this matter of service, he can go forward.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这个在主的话语上面，在我们服事上面，弟兄姊妹要忍耐。
In this matter of reading God's word and in service, we need to have patience.
不要放弃，也不要，你可以对自己失望，但绝对不可以对主失望。
You may lose hope in yourself, but do not lose hope of the Lord.
Okay, 好，下一个是那个启示录的三章第十节。
Revelation chapter
3. 我看啊，启示录三章第七节。
Chapter
3,
verse 7.
对，我可能不是全部念哈，就是说你要写信给腓拉铁菲的教会的使者。
I will not read everything. So here it says that you have to write to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, right?
然后那个第八节，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
And verse 8, I know thy works, behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
然后第九节就提到那个撒旦议会的人。
And verse 9, it mentioned a synagogue of Satan.
但是主说这些的仇敌呢，都在你脚前下拜。
And the Lord said that these enemies will come and worship before thy feet.
然后第十节。
And verse 10.
到第十到十二节。
10 to 12.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我就念到这边就好。
Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more.
所以弟兄姊妹，腓拉铁菲是七个教会里面 受主称赞的唯一一个教会。
Brothers and sisters, the church in Philadelphia is the only one that received a good word from the Lord.
也是说七个教会里面唯一一个有冠冕的教会。
The only church of the seven that has the crown.
所以菲拉铁菲这个聚会的这个光景呢，是我们在这里一同追求的，是我们的目标。
That this condition of pursuit in Philadelphia is the church in Philadelphia is what we are pursuing.
然后在这个教会里面，的得胜者呢有一个特质。
And this church, the overcomers, has a characteristic.
他们是遵守主忍耐的道。
That they hold fast to this patience.
或者我可以这样说啊，忍耐是得胜者的一个特质当中的一个。
That patience is a characteristic of an overcomer.
所以当这个写启示录给我总给我们一个感觉啊，是我们来到世代的一个最末了。
That in Revelation shows us that we are coming to the end of time.
在这个末了的世代呢，神很注意一个跟随他的人当中一个忍耐的一个特质。
That is end of times, the Lord is paying attention to this patience in one who follows him.
所以当我在读的时候，他说你是遵守主忍耐的道。
That you've kept the word of my patience.
然后这个忍耐，我读了之后，我觉得它好像包含了很多方面的意义。
When as I read this patience, it encompasses many things.
对，在这个弟兄姊妹当中，这个忍耐表明了他们是忠心的在主面前服事。
It shows that they were faithfully serving the Lord.
那忠心的守住主的道。
They were faithfully guarding the word of God.
然后在忍耐当中，我们看见主爱他们，他们也学习爱主，彼此相爱。
That the Lord loves them, and they also love the Lord and learning to love one another.
所以爱是恒久忍耐。
So love is long suffering, patience.
所以在这个忍耐当中显出他们这个爱。
So in patience, it revealed that love.
然后在忍耐当中也显出他们是一批有力量的人。
That in patience also revealed that they are ones with strength.
然后忍耐当中也显出他们在仇敌面前得胜。
And it showed that they overcome the enemy.
并且成为主的见证。
That they become the Lord's testimony.
然后这个每个教会他的得胜者得的赏赐啊，都跟他们的特质有关系。
The reward that the overcomers in the church receive is also has to do with the characteristic.
这些得胜者他们的这个赏赐呢，是在神殿当中做柱子。
That their reward is to be the pillar in the temple of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是一个忍耐的这个弟兄或姊妹呢，他在教会当中好像是一个柱子一样。
A brother or sister who is able to bear and to patiently endure, and the church is like a pillar there.
对，他托住神的家，并且维持住神的旨意。
That the person is able to sustain the house of God and carry on the will of God.
所以一个忍耐的人，他能够坚固，他能够成为一个教会的一个柱子。
That can be firm and become the pillar in the church.
那个挪亚他造方舟造了一百年。
Noah built the ark. It took him 100 years.
有时候我觉得在挪亚之前啊，其实神的旨意都已经定了。
Before Noah, the Lord has already set His will.
然后在这个定旨意的这个过程当中，主要能够完成他的旨意哈，过程我觉得是走在悬崖边，常常是这样子。
And the process of finishing to reach His will is as if we are walking on the side by close to the cliff.
对，有时候一个神的旨意就维系在一个人的身上。
Sometimes the will of God is just on this one man.
对，如果这个人他失败的话呢，当然神是永不失败，但如果这个人失败的话，我觉得这个神的旨意不就断了吗？
The Lord never fails, but man can fail. And if that one man failed, then what about the will of God?
对，在挪亚的时代，这个神的旨意一直传递到挪亚的身上。
In the time of Noah, God's will has been passed on to him.
整个地要有大洪水，把这个罪恶的时代把它毁掉。
It's going to have the flood is coming and to destroy the entire generation.
对，所以我觉得挪亚实在是一个忍耐一百年的人。
And Noah is one who had patiently endured for 100 years.
对，在那个时代，大家是不造，听说是不造船的。
At that time, people do not build boats.
然后各地的人都在笑他，可以都笑他，你在做什么这个无聊的事情？你在盖一个大的方舟吗
？Everyone was laughing at him. What are you doing, building this ark?
但是你发现，虽然 虽然挪亚还没有看见那个洪水。
Even though Noah has not seen the flood.
对，但是他相信神的话。
But he believed in God's word.
在这个相信的过程里面，他忍耐了一百年。
In this process of faith, he patiently endured for 100 years.
所以神的计划、神的旨意，好像那个蜘蛛丝一样呢，被这个人把它维持住了。
God's plan and God's purpose is as if it's been sustained by this person, like a little thread of the spider web.
神能够把他的旨意呢？信托给这个能够忍耐能够坚固的一个挪亚
that the Lord can entrust his will to Noah one who is patiently enduring
对我觉得那个摩西也是很能忍
and Moses too has great patience
他总共一生120年
he lived 120 years
对前面40年应该不太需要忍对
for 40 years maybe he didn't have to bear anything
但中间的40年他在旷野神根本不用他
But that second 40 years he was in the wilderness and the Lord did not use him.
对，空有一身的才智，这个才能口才，就只能够放羊。
He was very eloquent and has everything, and yet he's in the wilderness tending the sheep.
对，也许他对自己觉得，他真的可能也觉得此生无望。
Maybe he felt hopeless at that point.
对，我都快七八十岁了，我还能够神还能够用我吗？
I'm almost 70-80 years, so can the Lord still use me?
但我觉得摩西是个忍耐的人，他没有对神失望。
But Moses is of patience. He did not lose hope in the Lord.
对，诗篇九十篇里面，他还是仰望神，还是在他面前欢呼喜乐。
And he still rejoices and have hope before the Lord, and we see it in Psalm 90.
哎，经过了四十年，他那个孤独的忍耐，那个孤独啊，神可以用他了。
And after 40 years, as he patiently endured that loneliness, the Lord can use him now.
然后最后那四十年呢，更难忍。
And the last 40 years was even harder to endure.
中间那个忍耐那个羊跟沙漠还比较容易一点。
The second half was easier to bear that desert and the sheep.
后面四十年要忍耐这个神悖逆的百姓，这个很难的。
To patiently endure, you know, the people of rebellion, it's hard.
但是感谢主，在所有这些许多悖逆的光景里面呢。
But in the condition of rebellion,
摩西成了神旨意当中的一根柱子。
Moses became the pillar of the purpose of God.
对许多的软弱，许多的这个不幸。
So all these weakness and all these unbelief.
对，我们看见这个柱子呢，好像拖住了这个整个民族。
But this pillar sustained the entire people.
能够叫神在这个民族的旨意呢，能够一直的往前呢。
That this that the will of God can keep moving forward among this His people.
所以感谢主，你看见这个性格实在是非常的美好。
That this character is very good.
在各样的这个挑战、各样的环境里面呢，你发现有一根柱子啊，这个。就是立在那里，它是不动摇的。
And in so many challenges and all these circumstances, this pillar did not move.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候，有时候这个服侍主啊，你没有请假的权利。
Sometimes serving the Lord, you have no right to take a day off.
比如说你带查经哈，你是不可以请假的。
When you're Help leading the Bible study, you cannot take a day off.
对，我知道有时候弟兄姊妹这个功课很忙碌。
Sometimes brothers and sisters are very busy with their homework.
然后有时候身体也会软弱。
And sometimes you're weak physically.
然后他就送一个 WeChat 给我说，伟修弟兄，我今天请假一下。
And sometimes they'll send me a WeChat and said, Brother, 伟修 I have to take a day off.
但是弟兄姊妹不是在为难大家，好，这样。
I'm not trying to make things difficult for everyone.
这个身体撑不住，你不要勉强。
If you cannot take it physically, then do not force yourself.
对，但是我想要讲的就是说，每一次我们的心愿就是说，主啊，愿你的大能大力呢，能够托住你的仆人。
Our heart is that the Lord that your strength is able to sustain your servant.
对，我相信很多服侍主的弟兄们，我想姊妹也一样，就会有这种经历。
But a lot of many brothers who serve the Lord, maybe even sisters, they will experience this way.
对，我感冒了。
I have a cold.
然后声音不够了。
I do not have a voice.
这个拉肚子。
I have diarrhea.
然后各样的情况。但是主啊，你用你的大能大力托住你的仆人。
There are many different circumstances, the Lord, that you use your strength to sustain us.
对，时间不够用，除了浪费时间以外，就是时间不够用的话，那把一些睡眠摆掉。
Not speaking on the part where we waste our time, but that if we truly have not enough time before the Lord, then we just have less sleep.
所以这个弟兄姊妹，这个就是中弟兄他说五饼二鱼，他把整个五个饼全部都摆上。
That's what Brother John is trying to tell us that with the five loaves and two fish, we give it all to the Lord.
对，五个饼就是你看起来微不足道，很小。
Five loaves is nothing; it's very little.
但对于那个有五个饼的人来讲呢，他是全部五个饼都摆上。
But to that person who only have that five loaves, he gave us all.
所以在整个这个服事过程，这个追求主的过程里面，你在忍耐。
In this process of serving the Lord and pursuing the Lord, you're patiently enduring.
对，所以听到要全听全部，就是你不要觉得说不可能的事就是。反正没果效，通通都不可能，也不是这个意思。
You have to listen to your entire message. It's not that if you do not have any result, then that's impossible.
我们弟兄的意思说，我们的责任是把我们五个饼全部摆上。
What our brother is trying to tell is that our responsibility is to put in our five loaves and two fish.
然后神看神来做。
And see what the Lord will do.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个叫做忍耐，这个叫做坚固。
This is being have patience and to stand firm.
所以我们需要在聚会里面有许多的弟兄姊妹成为神的柱子。
We need to have pillars for the Lord.
对，我们这个人会软弱，会上上下下。
Maybe us as people, we will be weak and we have ups and downs.
但是我们有一点点的心，主啊，你能够越过人的软弱。
But we have this heart, and Lord, you can rise above all these weaknesses.
对，遵守神忍耐的道。
That we will hold on to the word of His patience.
对，你在不知不觉当中呢，你发现你可以是神能够信托的一个人。
That unknowingly you become one that the Lord can entrust you.
好，我们下一个是。雅各书第五章
James chapter 5
雅各书第五章第七节
7
到第八节
to 8
弟兄们啊，你们要忍耐直到主来，看啊，农夫忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产，直到得了秋雨春雨，你们也当忍耐坚固你们的心，也当忍耐坚固你们的心，因为主来的日子近了。
Therefore be patient, brother, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand.
然后十一节
Verse 11
那先前忍耐的人，我们称他们是有福的。你们听见过约伯的忍耐，也知道主给他的结局，明显主是满心怜悯，大有慈悲。
Indeed we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful.
然后再看一处那个罗马书第五章第三节
Romans chapter 5 verse 3
罗马书第五章的第三到第四节
Verse 3 to 4
不但如此，就是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的，因为知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
3 to 5 And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation works patienceAnd patience experience and experience hope. And hope make not a shame, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us.
所以弟兄姊妹，这边有一个事情叫做在患难当中学习忍耐。
That is in patience, well, in tribulation.
就弟兄姊妹，我们在身处在一个这个大环境的里面呢，这个整个环境跟神是抵挡的。
We are in this.environment that the entire environment is against God.
对，我知道很多弟兄姊妹就是，也许这边信主之后，很担心回国。
Many brothers and sisters probably worry about heading back to home after you believe in Jesus here.
有时候就算是一些初信的弟兄姊妹，也觉得回国之后整个属灵的环境的非常的艰难。
After even young brothers and sisters, when they were thinking if they go home, then the whole spiritual environment is very difficult.
对， 世人忙忙碌碌，都是忙着这个追求世界上的事。
People of this world are pursuing very busy and pursuing the things of this world.
对人心何等的冷淡。
And hearts are cold.
然后许多的挑战，许多的试验。
Many challenges and many tests.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这个情况底下呢，我们要学习忍耐。
In such circumstances, we need to learn patience.
另外就是有些时候弟兄姊妹有时候会觉得很失望，就是哎呀，我向主祷告，结果主没有答应。
And sometimes brothers and sisters will feel very disappointed that I prayed to the Lord, but the Lord did not answer me.
有时候觉得不好意思，用这个例子，有时候觉得别人抽到 H1B， 为什么我都没抽到
？Forgive me for using this example that others have received that H1B and I didn't.
对，为什么人家的老板这么 nice， 我老板这么坏
？How come they have a really nice boss and I don't？
所以弟兄姊妹，就没有人喜欢苦难的。
Nobody likes difficulty.
照着我们天性，没有人喜欢苦难。
No, naturally we do not like that.
但弟兄姊妹，我们要在这整个情况里面，我们的心思要转变过来。
But in such circumstances, our mind has to be changed.
在很多的环境里面呢，我们的眼目要从高处往下看。
In many circumstances, our eyesight, our view has to be from the top to bottom.
对，我们发现所有的这些患难，所有的环境呢，主都是掌管的。
All these difficulties, the circumstances, the Lord is in control.
那主在那里安排的。
The Lord set everything.
他只要他安排了呢，他就是一定是够用的恩典，叫我们过得去。
When He plans it, He will give us enough grace to go through it.
而且他给我们这些环境呢，是看得起我们。
And He gives us these circumstances because He esteems us.
所以在这个环境里面呢，他要带出一个美好的结局。
In such circumstances, he wants to bring out a good result.
就好像农夫在那边种田。
That the farmer is sowing.
啊，这个那个植物，我不是园艺系的，反正那个植物都长得很慢。
And all the plants are growing very slowly.
对，这个农夫这个望眼欲穿，就是要看到那个结果实嘛。
But the farmer is looking and wanting to see the fruit.
可是那个进程很慢很慢这样。
But the process is very very slow.
可是他在那边等候一个什么叫做宝贵的出产。
But what he's waiting for is that precious produce that will come out.
所以弟兄姊妹，在任何的环境底下呢，主都在等候那个宝贵的出产。
In all circumstances, the Lord is waiting for that precious produce.
我们要在这个过程当中呢，欢欢喜喜的学习忍耐，记得是欢欢喜喜。
Then in these circumstances, we need to with joy.To go patiently endure.
所以这个太奇妙了，我们人是做不到的。
It's very amazing to us men. It's impossible.
对，除非我们知道最后有一个宝贵的出产。
Unless we know at the end there's this precious produce.
除非我们知道说，像约伯那个最后呢，他有一个双倍的祝福。
Unless we see that at the end Job received double blessing.
所以整个过程里面呢，我们发现患难就产生出一个忍耐的性情。
That tribulation will bring forth that patience.
然后忍耐的性情叫一个基督徒能够成熟。
That this patience will cause us to mature.
我再借用申弟兄的事情啊。
I'll use Brother Sun's example.
我觉得太好了，他就把自己这个东西都。事情都讲出来，我就直接用了。
It's very good that he shared with us and we can use it.
所以说他提到说他的眼睛至少五年的时间有问题。
Then he has problem with his eyes for about 5 years.
这是一个患难。
This is a tribulation, a difficulty.
对，他说到了一个地步，连他吃的菜他都不晓得吃什么菜，
even
看不见。
The point that he cannot see what he is eating.
五年 For 5 years. 其实对一个传道人来讲，眼睛其实还是蛮重要的。
It is very important to a preacher.
你要准备服事，你必须读圣经啊。
To prepare for it to serve, you have to read the Bible.
对，你要写笔记啊。
You need to jot down notes.
如果你什么都看不清楚的话，那怎么办呢
？If you can't see clearly, then what are you going to do?
但我们弟兄特别提到一个事情，他说感谢主，五年的过程当中呢，他都没有停止任何的服事。
But our brother said that thank the Lord that in those 5 years he had not stopped serving the Lord.
我印象之中，他去了中国。
In my memory, he went to China.
对西安聚会。
And WCCC.
然后各地的特会。
And in all the meetings of, in the states.
他也来了明州。
He also came to us over here.
所以我看他的时候，就觉得啊，这个眼睛怪怪的。
And he had some, it's really strange with his eyes.
然后眼睛上贴一个 tape， 叫这个 tape。
He has to tape his the lenses of his glasses.
他说这个 tape 可以帮助他那个 double vision， 就是双重影像可以稍微好一点。
He can help his double vision so he can see a little better.
那我看他的时候，我就想到我小时候，我们有个同学，他是斜眼。
I remember a classmate in elementary school that he
不好意思这样讲，反正那个眼珠的那个对焦不太正常。
He couldn't focus with his eyes.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这五年的过程当中呢。哎，我们弟兄学习忍耐。
Our brother during these 5 years, he learned patience.
所以他没有绕圈圈。
He did not go around in circles.
所以也许神没有把这个眼睛的问题马上就拿掉。
Maybe the Lord did not take this problem of the eye away right away.
但是他在这个过程里面呢，还是抓住主。
But during this process, he held on to the Lord.
所以有一次，我们弟兄跟我提了一件事情，我突然恍然大悟。
Our brother shared with me and it dawned on me.
我们有个感觉哈，就是孙弟兄这几年的信息跟服事呢，跟以前是有不同的。
There is a very great difference of his service during these 5 years compared to before.
对他对主的这个心智，还有对圣经的领会，还有对神旨意的那个负担哈。他在这个眼睛的事情过之后呢，好像又更长进。
That after this problem with the eye, his pursuit of the Lord, his heart for the Lord has even grown further.
对，有时候对我来讲，我觉得很不可思议。就是说，我觉得这些年长弟兄、张弟兄，他还需要长进吗？不太需要。
Sometimes it's like you know these brothers, you know like Brother Kong, do they still need to grow?
对，有时候我在想他在长进是什么样子。
What is it? You know what would it be like if he kept growing?
No, 弟兄姊妹，我们一生之中都在学习长进。
Brothers and sisters, we learn to grow throughout our lives.
所以当我听见我们弟兄，比如说他在这个交通的当中，他讲了，比如说讲了一个半钟头。
And during his fellowship, he spoke for an hour and a half.
有时候我越听越稀奇啊。
As I listened, I was very amazed.
哎，奇怪，这个时间怎么过得这么快？一下已经讲了一个钟头了吗
？Well, time flies. You know, he has spoken for an hour already.
啊，还有膏油啊。
It's full of anointing.
有供应。
It's a supply.
里面有亮光。
There's light.
几十次都是这个样子。
Many,
一个半钟头这样讲。
Many times, hour and a half, he would share.
啊，我觉得的确确，我们弟兄一直在长进。
Indeed, he is growing.
所以弟兄姊妹，他的眼睛的这个患难呢，没有限制他的成长。
This matter of the difficulty with the eye did not restrict his growth.
反而他在主面前忍耐呢，最后有一个宝贵的出产。
And he patiently endured, and there was precious produce out of it.
所以弟兄姊妹，我想我今天的鼓励就是我们要抓住主，在各样的环境底下我们要学习忍耐。
Then my encouragement for you today is that we have to hold fast to the Lord and in all circumstances we learn to patiently endure.
对，让基督的忍耐让我们在不管在任何的境况里面呢，都被他抓住。
That in all circumstances we will be held on by the Lord.
对，有一次查经哈，
during one Bible study.
对，当我在这个交通的时候，大家看起来好像也挺专心的，就是。
Everybody seems to be paying attention.
但有时候这个眼神有点空洞，这样。
But sometimes it's like their eyes, you can see the emptiness in there.
然后我突然问了一个问题。
And I will ask them a question.
我说弟兄姊妹，你们有没有什么犯了什么罪哈？有什么东西捆绑在你身上，老是脱不掉的？
I asked them, is there any sin that's entangling you, that is holding on to you, that you're blinded and you can't set free?
那突然之间大家都活过来了。
And all of a sudden, they all seem to come alive.
啊，对呀，就是那个韩剧啊。
Oh, is that Korean soap opera?
对，又是什么 YouTube 啊？
哦 ，the YouTube.
就是什么东西，什么东西？哎呀，
这
绑住没办法。
And since they're in bondage.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们 真的是对自己很灰心啊。
We are often disheartened.
对自己不满意。
That we are not satisfied ourselves.
犯罪犯到厌倦。
That we are sick with sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管怎么样啊，我们不管对自己灰心，就是对自己有点失望，或是对环境有点困难。
No matter if it's a disappointment with ourselves or a difficulty in the environment.
请记得哈，我们的基督是一个忍耐的神。
That Christ is one with patience.
我们一定要在主面前，不管我们怎么样呢，一定都要回到主的面前，主啊，继续的引导我要往前的。
And no matter where we are, we have to come to the Lord and Lord lead us forward.
对这个捆绑，我就是花两年的时间，你也帮助我能够有一天能够把它松开。
Even if it's going to take 2 years, Lord, this bondage set me free from it.
对这个话语我读不懂的话就。五年之后我经历到
that this word I couldn't understand but maybe 5 years I can experience the reality.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个忍耐，叫我们能够坚固在主的面前。
And brothers and sisters, this is to patiently endure that we will hold, be steadfast before the Lord.
所以前几年有一年这个大概12月30号还是12月31号年底的时候
maybe a couple years by the end of the year.
对，那次我回想思想我过去一年到底干了什么东西。
I was reflecting on that 1 year what I diddid throughout that year.
我过去一年到底在主面前有长进吗？
Did I grow in the Lord?
我突然有个感觉，就是如果我看最后我的结局的话，我有点不敢看。
If I were to just look at the end, I wouldn't dare to see it.
对，我真的不觉得我能够走到最后坚持到底。
I do not feel that I could walk all the way to the end and hold, be steadfast to the end.
为什么呢？因为人很软弱。
Why? Because men are very weak.
对，随便一个试探来，我就倒了。
And I can feel just with the temptation.
我们天然就是对主的事情没那么有兴趣。
Naturally, we are not interested in the matters of God.
再加上各样环境的这些的艰难，各样环境的考验，我有时候在想，我真的能够走到最后吗？
And the difficulties and tests and the circumstance can I really walk to the end?
不，那天主给我一个感觉哈。
The Lord gave me this sense in me.
然后他说，你先不要想那么多了。
Do not think so much yet.
你在今天这个时候呢，你有个心要主，你就保守这个心。
That today, right now, if you have heart for the Lord, then keep this heart.
对，就是 right now, 就 today, 就是你今天。主啊，你保守我今天能够活在你的面前。
That today, Lord, that I can live before you.
你这样就好。
The Lord said, "Just this is good."
对，所以我就有一个感觉哈，一个能够持守到底的人，的确心中是不一定那么有把握。
One who can hold fast to the end, maybe within him, he's not very sure.
但很奇妙，你如果一天。我今天就好，我今天就抓住主。
But day by day, that just today, I will hold on to the Lord.
你这样一天过去。
And day by day, it goes.
很可能当你一年后、三年后回头。
And a year and 3 years, then you look back.
哎，感谢主，我这过去一年、过去三年，我至少我坚持住。
And thank the Lord that over these 1 year, 3 years, I have.
所以弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督啊，从昨日今日直到永远是不改变的神。
That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
对，我们会有许多的变化。
We have a lot of changes.
对，我们卡住，可能是转圈卡住，或是捆绑，不管任何的事情。
We may be stuck. We are going in circles and we are in bondages.
所以我今天的鼓励就是，弟兄姊妹，我们一定要在主面前，让他常常的坚固我们的心。
That today we have to let the Lord come and strengthen our hearts.
虽然还没看到那个上好的酒，
maybe we still haven't seen that good wine.
但是我们在主面前学习忍耐，
that we learn to patiently endure before the Lord.
我们知道有一天主会得着一个最宝贵的出产。
And one day he will receive this precious produce.
我们想就彼此勉励，
and we encourage one another.
常在主面前得到他的坚固，
that we'll be strengthened by him.
我们有个祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we really thank you.
我们不觉得我们真的是能够靠自己抓得住你。
We do not feel that we can by our own strength to be able to grab hold of you.
但是你应许我们，你是永不放弃我们的神。
But you promise us that you will never let us go.
所以能够在你的手中，我们觉得是何等大的拯救。
And what a salvation to be in your hands.
主啊，就愿你给我们一个心智。
Lord And Lord, give us this conviction.
我们愿意靠着你的恩典能够持守到底。
This heart that by your grace we can hold fast to the end.
主啊，真的千万让我们不是半途而废。
Lord, that we don't want to give up halfway.
千万帮助我们不是在最末了的时候跌倒软弱。
Help us that we do not feel at the very end, last moment.
主啊，好像我们见你面的那日，主啊，我们在你面前是能够得到称赞。
Lord, that we will receive praise when we see you.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 准备到这。